Hi, guys.
Hello.
Oh, your timing is terrible.
We're a little rusty. I don't know if anybody that listens to this has noticed. It's been a minute since we put out an episode. This is a
concept
bad start because already I don't like that phrase. I don't like me saying that phrase. It's been a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with other people. If other people want to use that phrase, great. But
you don't feel yourself saying it.
It's not me.
Okay.
So
what would you say?
It has been a while since we have uploaded an episode of the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Go with that.
I am going to go. Thank you.
I feel like you're at the age where that phrase just came out. You know what I mean? It's been a while. Do you know what I mean? Like that's when other people that were older than you were like, I don't feel comfortable using this. It's been a while phrase, you know, they were probably like,
oh, like it's the been generations of that type of phrase.
That's right. Yeah.
Shit. All right. And look, we're getting older. I think that's heavy on everybody's mind. But look, it has been a while since we have put out an episode. We're still here. We're still doing the podcast. It still exists. Mm-hmm. You're listening to a new
overthink.
Episode. We still, oh my God, do we overthink? Yeah. And we're pretty good at it. So what did we do in our time off? Or why did we take time off? That's a good question. Thank you for asking. I know I'm the one that asked that question. I hadn't really thought about it until just now. One, we don't have to answer that if we don't want to. We can just keep going forward like there was no gap.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say part of it was, I think you hear a lot of creators and people talk about like burnout, mm-hmm. and then also just regular, just run-of-the-mill depression, mm-hmm. the holidays. Ooh, boy. Yeah. Remember when you guys, we talk about the Thanksgiving and about how you're going to fuck up some eating, I think was the phrase. Fuck yourself up with some turkey and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The holidays, turkey is to you guys as the holidays are to my depression, I guess. I'll work on that.
Depression is to your holidays.
I totally know what you mean.
Yeah. The holidays fucked me up bad this year. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't really felt very funny or like trying to entertain or be funny or social. Even this is not a super social thing. I'm just talking to two other people on the internet. I didn't really feel like doing it.
Yeah. No, but that's fine, what depression is. Depression is like something simple. Can you be like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing a goddamn thing.
Totally happens. Yeah. I think, you know, it sounds cliche, but you're not alone. I think
bunch of everybody.
Same thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a difficult time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you two are alone together, but everybody else probably feels pretty good.
Is that true? I have been asking, are other people feeling good? This is going to really ruin me if they are. If I'm just me.
I'm trying to write a lot of new stuff because a new album, new special coming out, shameless plug. And I'm trying to write a lot of new stuff. And everything is like, you know how you want to kill yourself? It's just like
Mark's new album, March 22, right?
Yeah. March 22. But it's like you're trying to make, I think that's the worst part about if there's a downside to comedy and like what we do with the podcast videos, stand up, whatever it is like, okay, go be funny. And you're like, please don't make me be funny right now. Please don't. I don't want to do this. Like I get the job, but like I was crying an hour before this. So if we can just, can I please, King, can I have a rest? It's like, no, Jester, put on your hat, dance around, make me feel good. Okay.
Just like a little marionette.
Yeah.
So yeah, what a warm welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah.
Hey, but you know, just us being honest and real. And I think that's
what you guys pay for.
Oh. I forgot. We forgot who is Mark, Steven, and Jeff with Hummies VR Comedy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jeez, what a cold open. What a wow.
That's cold, dark open.
Let's restart.
Redo this.
That might be the title, Cold Dark Open. I'm going to actually truly write that down.
Okay. Hello, hello, Cold Dark Open, my old friend. It's a long title, though.
But, you know, the videos have still been going out. You know, we're still here doing our stuffs, doing our things. But especially, Mark, speaking of doing our stuff and our things, you worked with Mr. Beast again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. Is this what I'm hearing? Yes. Worked with Mr. Beast. They have a new chocolate bar out, and they shot a little promo, a little commercial for it. I think on their other channel, Mr. Beast 2, I believe it is. And for
that's the name of the channel?
I believe so. I believe it's called
Mr. Beast 2. Yeah, I've seen it. It was a surprise to me. I didn't know Mark was shooting it, but yeah, the promo for his chocolate bar. Take a look at that video. You'll recognize somebody.
Yeah. Is it Mark? I was actually on the back. We were driving back from a gig in Wilmington, and me and Shane and Tariq, my old buddy Tariq, who's the videographer of Mr. Beast. I know him well. He's very funny comic. And he works with him, and that's how I know him. And he hit me up and he said, "Hey, do you want to do a sketch tomorrow? And do you know anyone else who would want to do it?" And I was with Shane. I was like, "Hey, he wants to do a sketch. You want to do it?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." And I thought it was for him. I didn't think it was.
So Mr. Beast, with his huge budget, asked you if you want to be in a sketch tomorrow, like the next day. They have that much planning going on. They just.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, "Hey, what are you doing tomorrow?" And wow. I was like, "Yeah, I can do a sketch." I don't know. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was for him, and he had a sketch idea that he wanted to shoot. And he goes, "Cool. Here's the location." And I go, "Wait a minute. This isn't in my city. This is an hour and a half away." And I was like, usually if someone's like, "Hey, do you want to shoot a sketch?" They're not like, "Hey, come drive an hour and a half to shoot a sketch." But you're like, "All right." So yeah, we did it, and we hung out there, and everyone was very nice, and there was no script at all. They were just like, "All right, you guys are business people. This is the role." And it got me and Shane, and there's two other comics, Nick and Nick Mitchell, was very funny, and Artsy is a comic, and they were just like, "Yeah, just kind of react, improv, whatever you want."
Unbelievable. They didn't have a script.
It was kind of like, it was amazing.
Kind of like us.
It was literally, they were just like shot for like 20 minutes in there, and they were just like, "Go." And of course, when the first take, no one's doing anything, because you're like, you're just reacting to what he's saying, but everyone's like, "I don't want to fucking go, and I don't know what's too," you don't know what's too much or too little or what's the thing. So yeah.
It's like a game of things with your family. You gotta test the water. You gotta start small.
Yeah.
You test the waters. You don't use that. You hold off on the good stuff.
Right. Yeah.
You see if anybody else is gonna go there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if they go there and then they give you the green light, then you're like, "All right, all bets are off," you know, then you go. But
okay.
I thought they took out a lot of stuff that I was like, "Oh, that's definitely gonna go in. That's super funny," and it didn't make it. But they're fucking way better judgment of what they're looking for. Clearly, they know they have an idea. It's like, I'm not gonna be like, "I think you should put that one in there." You know, it's just like, yeah, they're the YouTubers, and of course, my neighbors found out, and then their kids were like, think that I'm God because I happen to be in a Mr. Beast thing. So like all the kids in the neighborhood, all the elementary school kids, like, "Yo, he was in a Mr. Beast film." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm pretty fucking cool, dude." So I'm not dumb like your parents. I'm just kidding. I'm cool. And
it's
trying to be cool. That's so funny to me, like trying to be cool around elementary school kids.
You're
like,
yeah.
If you guys want to hang out.
I bet it is weird, like trying, like making, like the exact situation that you were talking about, you know, doing lines, coming up with jokes for that stuff, stuff that you think is just home runs and killing it. But then, and it is, I'm sure it is, but it's not for their audience. Like it's not.
Right. Yeah.
Like oh, how we were do doing
lines.
Write...
All right. We were looking ourselves in the mirror. Yeah. No, that's right.
Close ups.
Yeah. How, yeah. Cause you're like, what is their
chocolates? And I was like in Target, I was like, I thought about getting one, you know, because I'm, you know, like now I got to know. Now I got to know. Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, he really made it like Wonka marketing, you know?
Yeah.
Golden ticket. He's.
Oh, what is there? Is there like a gimmick to it or like?
No, but he just said that if you look at the video, it's like we tested all the chocolates out and we. Ours is the best.
Yeah.
Clearly. Everyone's done it, you know?
Well, he that wouldn't. And, yeah. I think it was like a QR code on the back where you're like, scan this and you can win a couple grand, whatever. But yeah, he's just, I don't know. He's mastered YouTube. So then you're just like, what else can I do, I guess?
Right. Or like, how does he leverage his YouTube into like other things to make money? I mean, like it's he's a very interesting guy, very interesting story. It's weird. Like I don't watch the internet, the algorithms feed me the videos of him where he's at like Google conferences, like talking about like YouTube algorithms, right? And like real, like truly boring stuff. So in my mind, and I don't mean this in a bad way, like he's like a nerdy numbers guy. Like,
yeah. He knows it backwards, like he's and forwards.
Right. So like it always blows. Those are the only video. I don't think I've ever watched one of his videos, and it blows my, I was like, I'm like, what is so exciting about his videos that has these kids just rabid, like truly obsessed, like danger levels of it's interesting.
Well, and then you look,
but do you guys remember there's a guy that, well, he wrote me and said, hey, I saw you guys in Mr. Beast. This is from the Who Can Stay in VR the longest, like a long time ago. And he wrote to me and said, did you guys know that you're the only channel that's been featured on his channel that's still making videos today? I was like, really? Is that true? He's like, yeah. I've watched all of Mr. Beast's videos, all of them, several times. And he's like, I'm making my own channel. I'm going to click on his channel. I'll put it in Discord. It's hilarious. But this guy, he makes his own videos, but his videos he's obsessed with Mr. Beast. Okay.
Okay.
Kit, you know, one of his videos is 24 hours long, and it's just him saying Mr. Beast over and over and over.
Wow. Well,
he wanted to say Mr. Beast for 24 hours in a row.
Wow.
Without getting up.
And he did it.
Yeah, I will.
Good for him. That's.
I'll put the link in Discord. It's so funny to me, like clicking at points through the video and he's still sitting there saying like,
well, I'm gonna have to check this real. Out.
He actually did this.
Like you don't think it's a loop or like
no.
Wow, that my man set a goal and it sounds like he achieved it. That's
yeah, when you say young people are obsessed with mysteries, they are more than you think. Yeah.
So this is interesting because you talk about, well, okay, why? That's exactly why I think he went the candy chocolate route. My whole demographic is children.
Right. What do they eat? They eat candy chocolate.
Yeah. and our parents are going to buy it to make them happy or whatever. It's like, yeah. So it's like, yeah, your whole demographic. I mean, obviously they have people of all ages, but the majority of the demographic is younger. So if you come out with your own chocolate bar or whatever it is, they're like, I got to try this Mr. Beast thing. Well, he also did the burger, the fast food stuff for a little bit.
Right. Yeah, the ghost kitchen, Beast Burger or whatever. But yeah, that's the perfect demographic because they're the most like obsessive, like I have to have this thing. But then you think like, well, kids don't have money. But they do. They have more money because they have parents' money.
Right.
They're the...
And a chocolate bar is like, I'll buy them this thing. It's not like a PlayStation, a bigger, more expensive item. It's like, oh, this thing for $4, sure. They're pumped about it. That's what I like.
Impulse.
My kids, like, they get...
the gas station.
Right, yeah. They get fucking jacked up if you buy them a small thing from Target. I mean, it makes their whole day. I was like, I miss that, buying something small like that. It's just like my whole week is amazing because of it.
Could we do like Hummies VR comedy shit and gum, by the register? Great.
Yeah, shit and gum. I love so that. Funny.
I was
just.
Spell and okay. it's it like chit, chit and gum, chit and gum.
We'll get the writers nail something out.
We'll hire somebody.
We'll get them on it, these eggheads. But like, yeah, there's something that we just got to get like impulse buy the cash register under $3 range.
Gum.
And gum at that point, you're not expecting it to be quality. So we can put a same mark on it.
Well, that's part of the gag is that it's not good. It's
piece of gum.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it change flavor as you're chewing it? Like, put it in and it tastes terrible? It just kind of tastes weird after that. Like,
it starts salty and then it gets a little nutty or something. I don't know.
That's fun.
See, that's also funny because the nut is a term for, can be nuts in your.
Right.
So you don't know really. Yeah.
So it's got to be like, who does it? Mentos. Mentos has a gum or something. Or someone's got a gum where it's like a hard shell and then you bite down and the goo pops out.
What? Mm-hmm. Hold on. What? I think you're on the right track with the Mentos, but. Mm-hmm. We start selling it as a soda that has a Mentos. Like, you know, have you ever had those Guinness in a can that have the widget in there that adds the nitrogen to the Guinness? Ooh, create a thing like that with Mentos and Coke. Obviously, we're going to be using the least expensive version of these possible. Right. But then, and then it looks like a big cum shot. Like, it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time, okay. Like it automatically, once you open it, it cracks the Mentos into your Coke, and then it's like, haha, come. And then, it just blasts you in the face. Like you just took a,
you know what? It's more of a gag gift, right? You give it to someone.
Yeah.
They here, have a Coke, they pop it, shot in the face, and everyone laughs.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm. So ha ha ha! That's Hummies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, part of me is like, God damn it! Why'd you say this out loud on the microphone? You know, people are going to steal your idea. I'm going to mail this to myself before I publish this episode so that we retain rights. I think we're on to something here.
Okay, is that how that works?
I think so. But it might.
All right, so the mailman picks it up and goes, all right, I'll just put it back.
You just got to get him. Well, he's got to take it, and like they stamp it and whatever. And it's like it went through mail, and then you don't open it. I don't really know how it works.
Yeah, I think you make the wax melt, and you stamp it closed.
You push your ring on it.
Yeah,
And it signs it closed with your little wax stampy ring.
I think that makes it legal, yeah.
Yeah. So that's Mr. Beast. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Like we cracked it.
Yeah, I think so. That is interesting that we're the only YouTube video that is still producing content, because I know we talk about this before, but I mean, you know, we got a good bump of people from Mr. Beast just because they tell him to go subscribe and they're like, yes, sir. And they go do it. And then they don't interact with your channel at all, which kind of kills it, because then the numbers don't work out where you're just like, yeah, you guys got a lot of subscribers, but no one's watching. And you're like, well, it's almost like we'd rather that not happen at all, because messing with people who would actually engage. So I don't know. There's still time for us to quit.
There's always time to quit. Oh boy. Always, I've always said that, Mark. Do you think in any of his videos he's ever told any of those kids to go read Catcher in the Rye or anything? Is Jodie Foster safe?
I don't know. That's a great question.
We'll find out.
She'll probably be in a new Mr. Beast video.
Okay.
Well, so you did that, Mark, and then also you went and you did some traveling?
Yes.
Did you go on a boat ride?
I did. I went on a boat ride. I did my first cruise ship comedy gig. Oh my god.
Ooh.
Boy,
that's okay. Oh, that's awesome. Honestly, I feel like that's a step. Like that's a big step.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a step, all right. It's fine. It's whatever. It's like I've heard nothing but comics that do them. Since I got the green light to with this agency that books you on cruise ships, I've been asking people who do them, even if I run them to them on the road, I'll be like, hey, you ever do cruise ships, whatever, if we're just kind of hanging out. And I always get, I'm always like, are they good? Are they good shows? And they go, I mean, they're okay. The shows are fine, but you're there to, you know, it's a gig basically. Pays right. Good, but you're really there to just get a check or whatever. And I had three shows. I did two. So I flew in a day early on Friday. And then on Saturday, I got on the boat, and then I got off on Wednesday. So I ports in Fort Lauderdale, and then we were at sea the first day. Then we had the Cayman Islands, which when I had my two shows, which were supposed to be clean. They were clean. Let me rephrase that. They were clean. seven and 9 o'clock.
To be clean.
40-45 minutes I could do, it was supposed to be all clean, and I did that. And then the next day was an at sea day where you're just at sea the whole time, and that was a 10-15 show, and that can be 18 and older. You can say whatever you want, but but you cannot repeat any jokes, so you have to have a whole new set. Yes, you.
Sorry, you can't repeat any jokes throughout your entire time on the boat.
So the, for instance, the clean show had a lot more people are interested in that. So that can be the same exact set. You go up there, you can do the same exact set, and then that's fine. But the next day, people will come, and a lot of people came back. I was like on the boat, and they were like, "Hey, man, great job last night. We're coming tonight. We're gonna see you again tonight." And you go, "Cool." And they're like, "Is it gonna be the same thing?" I'm like, not at all. And I had some people like come up and be like, I know it's 18 and older. Is it too, like they were asking me, like, is it too dirty? And I was like, it's got some stuff in there. Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's probably on the dirtier side for sure. And then other people would be like, is it dirty? And I'd be like, yeah. And then some of them would be like, okay, thanks. And then other people would be like, That's what I'm waiting for. I'm like, okay, great. So I had like two whole days on the boat. I didn't even have to perform yet. So I'm just hanging out I don't know what to do. I'm just kind of like hanging out, and I bring my computer with me to work on stuff and write. And I'm walking around the boat too. I'm like, I got to come up with cruise ship jokes. I got to do stuff.
Right.
You know, I can't just like go up there and like not acknowledge anything or whatever or some sort of common ground. So the whole first day I'm walking around, I'm like, that's something. That could be something. Oh, I could say something about this. And I'm like taking notes. I'm trying to write stuff. And for the first two shows, it was like the first 5 minutes I was just talking about stuff on the cruise and it was working well. And you go, well, shit, okay. This is because normally, for those of you folks at home, normally when you have a joke idea, you try it out at an open mic or like in this case, you could do it on like a show for a little while and then just you work it, you make it better. Sometimes it bombs. You got to change things, maybe come up with a better punchline or make it more clear how you're trying to convey your idea. And but so I was like, okay, it's moving and grooving. And I thought the early show Saturday went really well. I thought it was one of like, I don't really toot my own horn that much, but I was like, people are saying these shows are okay. That was great. That was a great first show. The second show, 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. They're tired. They were at the Cayman Islands all day, a little bit less sunburn. Energy. Right. Yeah. So I was just like, it was okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was like, okay. And then the late show next night was good. And I felt good about the whole weekend because I was like, you know, that was way better than I was expecting, which, by the way, it was a theater. So it's not like this is a little higher end cruise ship. So it wasn't most cruise ships, from what I hear, some other comedy rooms, they're like a comedy club. They have seats in front. There's a stage, small ceilings, whatever. This was a theater. This was like 600 seat theater that they had on the boat. And it was packed. It was packed on every show.
That's got to be fun, right? Like you don't like, do you get to perform normally in many theaters like that? Or?
Not like that. No, I mean, like there's like the improv we have here. That's like, if it's sold out, it's like close to 600. I've done a couple of other bigger venues, but yeah. And I'm the only comic. Normally they will pair you with a comic where you go up, one guy does 30, the other guy does 30, and then the next night, you know, you switch places or whatever it is, you know. But I'm the only comic on the ship, and I'm doing 45 minutes the first shows, second shows, whatever.
So you're the guy.
Right. Yeah. So I do this joke and I do it and I get this literally, it was off the top of my head on the boat. And it was like one of the best jokes I've ever told in my life. That's the reaction that I got from it, which kind of made me angry because I was like, I've worked on a lot of these for over years, and this piece of shit joke does really well. Applause, dude. To the point where I was like, holy shit, these people are like really into that joke. Okay. I do that on the second show. Same thing, probably even bigger reaction. And I go, wow, that's crazy. I come back from the trip, whatever. I come back on Wednesday. I get an email on Sunday morning, 7:30 in the morning. I get an email from the people who booked me on the cruise. And they go, hey, we got some comment cards. That joke that you told, the joke that I just told you guys about. I don't want to say it. But like what I'm telling you. And they go, we got a couple comments. So next time, don't do that joke. And you go, yeah. And I go, well, that's interesting because it is clean. First of all, it's clean. And they're like, we had a decent amount of people complain about that. And then you go, well, that was like literally, then you start feeling a little delusional because you're like, I have it on video. I have that video and I have the reaction and I have where I could be like, this is, they fucking ate it up.
This is your entire audience.
this is my entire
enjoying this me doing this joke.
It's, you know what it is? It's the same thing as if you look at a video or an Instagram clip or whatever, and it gets a shit ton. I mean, I have some of them. Like one of my reels got like 2 point some odd million, and then you get like 2 negative comments, and it's almost like, hey, we got these negative comments, don't do that. And it's like, I don't know what you want now, because I can't please everyone. No, I don't care how clean you make it, someone's always gonna complain. And then I got a list of topics. They're like, just for the next time, don't talk this, don't talk that. So now there's a limit. Then I'm like, okay, I can't talk about this, I can't talk about that, whatever. And so now I'm just like, well, what the fuck, dude? I mean, I'm supposed to, then this is where I start to be like, this is where the idea of a cruise ship comic becomes hacky, right? Because now you're catering to everyone and you're trying to please everybody, which isn't bad. Look, I mean, Brian
doesn't work.
Yeah. Brian Regan is to me one of the funniest people alive, and he doesn't get, he everything's down the fairway. Everyone laughs. He's amazing. Right. But that's, he's also a unicorn of that essence. But then now I'm starting to see where cruise ship comics can start to be hacky in a way where you just go, all right, well, I don't really even have to be hilarious as long as I don't offend anybody. No. So don't even worry about being funny. Be solid and don't offend anybody. So that's where you go into stuff and you're like, oh, Spirit Airlines, huh? That's, isn't that a bad one, huh? That's a bad airline. You know, they got their seatbelts, or why even have them? You're like, okay, next. And that's where you just like go to all these topics that are middle of the road. But yeah, it was very, it dampened the whole weekend, because Jeff, you've been with me, Steven, you've seen shows where you guys have seen me do good. You've seen me bomb my face off. And I feel like I'm a pretty good judge of character of like how I feel and a standard or a bar that I set that I feel good after a show. And I was like, that was a good time. And then you get these notes and they're like, we had a couple people complain. So like, you shouldn't, like, it almost was like negated the whole thing where I'm like, I don't feel good about this at all now, because now you guys are catering to a couple people that didn't like the joke or whatever. And now the 95% of the other room, like, right, now they can't enjoy it. Like, that's crazy. That's insane. But whatever, if that's what cruise ships are, you go, all right, fine, I'll just talk about socks or whatever.
Yeah.
Can't. Dude, I'm gonna write 5 minutes on
that
socks,
whole idea pisses me off. Every time you limit comedy, it's never good. Just let the person be themselves, tell the jokes they think are great. It'll transfer over to those that appreciate it. Otherwise, you're going to get a socks comedian. So, socks. We know what you're capable of. And yeah, the cruise ship, you know, they got to, hopefully they don't listen to this, but
no, they won't.
They won't.
I didn't say the cruise ship or anything. Yeah. It was funny though. Like,
go ahead. I'll ask it in a minute.
I was going to say that was, so some people, I don't know, like, you forget that, like, you have a website, you have email, whatever. I had people, this is the first time, not first time, but like, this is like, it doesn't happen very often, but on the cruise ship, it happened quite a bit where people would email and be like, hey, good show. We live in Zebulon, whatever. We're close by. We'd love to come see you again, whatever. And you go, oh, great. Yeah. Good Nights is my home club. I'm there a lot, whatever. I woke up after, and I'm not sure if this is someone at the cruise or just someone who just doesn't like me as a person. But the next day after the clean shows, I woke up and I got a message on Facebook Messenger, and I opened it up and it just said dick. And I'm like, and I just go, I mean, all right.
It's just like, fine. Like that's, I thought it was so funny because it's like so tame and direct where it's just like, dick. Not even
just,
you're
just
a dick.
The just single, you, the single word?
Yeah, yeah, just dick. Dick. That was
you,
it.
You perform in front of thousands of people. You make impressions. And then this comes back. It's like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I had an impact on yeah. some people.
You want, I mean, like, yeah, go ahead.
Have you considered that this is somebody who meant to send you a picture of their dick, the word dick in a draft of this message to remind themselves to put in a dick pic and then forgot to add the picture and then sent this message? It could be a fan.
It could be, but I would actually yeah. prefer the dick. Just the simple dick part was pretty hilarious to me. I mean, yeah
like, are they calling you a dick, or are they just saying, "Hey, dick. Isn't the word dick funny?"
Yeah, I hope. I guess I don't. Yeah, it's hard to it's hard to say, but it's anyway. So it's an interesting world, and then they're like. They're like, we'll go through the rest of the comment cards and send you your rating and other constructive criticism. And you go, I'm getting rating. Fucking, yeah, rating. So it's like,
rating
yeah,
off a show.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because here's one thing is like, if you have a show, you
can you send them back? Can you send them back a dick pic and say, rate this?
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is from the agency. The agency was like, we'll send you all. The comment cards, but then you go like, I'm only gonna hear from the bad ones. It's almost like when right. they're like, don't read the comments, and I don't, and I don't read the comments on a lot of videos that I put out there because you know everyone's gonna have something negative to say. It doesn't matter how many, if even if like you're like, oh, every 500,000 people like this thing, there's like five people that are like you are the least funny person in the world, and you go, okay, so. But yeah, like the comment cards is basically like just handing you negative comments from YouTube and be like, hey, make sure you read these. And you go, well, what the fuck are we doing? I mean, it's like either it was a good show or it was not. Either you were funny or you weren't. And that's all that should matter. But it's just like this whole other corporate world or like. And I don't, it's like not even, it's not even like about, this is beyond like, I know people are like, you can't say anything anymore. Peace. It's like, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about strictly like, hey, is anyone, and what if I do a bit about socks and they go, hey, we don't have any socks. You're like, Jesus. All right. I'm sorry. I don't know what to fucking do anymore, you know?
Yeah, the point is they gotta realize what the hell's happening.
The average age of this was all the average age of this crew just was, I think they told me it was like 57, 58 years of age and all white. And I was like, well, that's a fucking problem. Because the thing is,
sample rate is not.
The great thing about doing comedy shows is having everyone from all different backgrounds. Gender, sexual preference, it doesn't matter, but in ages, and you get them all in a room and you all get together on this common thing. When you are one like-minded brain almost, and
you should have done your Mr. Beast homework and got up there and just done a Rob Schneider and told them exactly what they want to hear.
Right Yeah, exactly. So yeah, then you go, all right, there was stuff that I was like, well, they're not going to get this reference or like, well, they're not going to like this. And then this, you're like, oh, well, they'll definitely like this stuff. You know, talking about grandparents and they ate that up. I'm like, yeah, fuck you. Of course you do. I'm getting mad that they like one of my jokes. But yeah, it's just like. You know, I hate to complain, but I just thought I'd share like it's this crazy world of what that is, because that shouldn't, you should just have your act and what you do, and you shouldn't have to tailor it for, I don't know. I mean, other than being clean or dirty,
That's the, I feel like the tailoring that needs to happen, and that's it.
These are also, you know, like, these are not not necessarily like comedy show goers. These are cruise goers.
Yes.
And right. One of their options for entertainment happened to be a comedy show.
Yes. At which they're forced to see. They don't, no one knows me. No one did research on me. No one's like, hey, we're going to go see that guy. They're just like, we know comedy's happening in this room. Yes. Yeah. So yeah,
you're entertainment exactly right. is happening. We want to be entertained,
and it's free entertainment. I got someone sent me Shane sent me a clip of like this guy talking about cruise ships. He goes, yes, people are always sleeping in the crowd, and the shows are like, you just got to get through it, and you just kind of, there's a lot of stuff you can't say, and they're pretty brutal. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. So that's what it is.
Can you tell us after the podcast, can you tell us what either the joke or at least the subject of the joke?
Yeah.
That did well.
Yeah, yeah.
I very much want to hear this.
Yeah.
Also, kind of in the same, along the same lines, I I had this idea. I'm sure both of you have seen them. It seems like, especially on Reddit, and I'm sure on other social media platforms as well, it seems like every couple weeks there is a new comedian who I'm guessing gets some money and pays for their shit to be boosted. But there's some, you know, fancy, good-looking clips of a stand-up doing stand-up, and you know they're tightly edited on the person, and then they have, you know, the nice captions on them. I have an idea. If you get the camera in tight enough, you spend some time on the lighting, you get a real microphone and like a real brick wall, you could fake the shit out of this stuff.
I have seen some clips.
Like put in audience laughter kind of thing.
Yeah. Just fake the crowd.
Yeah.
You said you've seen this, Mark?
I've seen some clips where I go, that's not a real audience. The audience, it's like a laugh track that they put in, like, and it's, here's the thing too, because some of the, like, I've heard someone talk about like how they edit, and they're like, they will clip where the audience laughs and boost the volume on the laughs, and you go, okay, and you're like, right, I guess, all right, so, you know, maybe in that particular scenario, they don't have the crowd mic'd. Or if I have a lav mic and it's all coming from here, then it doesn't sound as good because you can hear my voice good, which is the point, or whatever, you know. So everyone has their own thing. But I've seen a couple where someone's making a joke. It's like, no one would laugh at this. I promise you. I promise you that this is like, and it's not even like being subjective of like, oh, well, it's just not for me. It's like, no, this, there is no setup. There's no punchline. It's bullshit. And the laugh was like, ha, 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 and it cuts off hard. They're editing. The editing is just bad. Like if you are going to do, you know, throw in like an audience, get it from a real audience or whatever the fuck it is. All you have to do is sit in a recorder in a comedy club, hit record, and then go put it on your shit. You could technically do that. You know what I mean? And then just like take the laughs from a comedy club and throw it on your video.
You could go see whoever, you know, any comedian, just take your phone and record, just sit in the audience and record just stealing laughs from a huge audience anywhere.
Right.
So I want to set up the wall. I want to get the like convincing looking lighting that looks like, and just, you know, sit in my home and record. I want to like just start out. Like I want to start out, post a few clips with like actually funny jokes.
Yeah.
Like good stuff with, you know, reasonable laughter that matches these jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to slowly start telling worse jokes intentionally, but don't change the laughter or increase it. And then I want to see like where, like what the like social media audience's breaking point, or like where they're going to say, hold on, this sucks. This is not funny. I like,
which one was it for you? Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see like just over time, like where, when will I get caught? Like, when will they say this isn't real?
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It might take a long time. You might just be down to saying one word and then it's like, okay, what's going on here?
That's a great idea.
Or like come up with a, like just a terrible, like, and I know there's one that, like a catchphrase. Oh. I want to like come up with just a god awful catchphrase or slogan, whatever it is.
Like it's squeaky time, and hold up a squeak toy and be like, yeah, like applause.
Exactly. Yeah, just like a standing ovation. Like just I'm talking like Gitter at the height of Gitter Done. Like Larry the Cable Guy never could have imagined laughter like this.
Okay.
And just post like just and pay for him to get boosted. Just see what happens.
We'll have to get a convincing spotlight going on you.
Yeah.
You have to have a mic stand. I could even do some graphics where it looks like there's a silhouette passing in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You know, yeah. Just fake hilarious. It. Just completely fake it. I'm down. If this is the kind of shit I want to post on social media.
You know what? I'll do you one better. You can come to the comedy. You can come to the club and come into the smaller room. Me and Justin are talking about shooting some skits there. And the GM was like, yeah, you guys can shoot skits here if you want. So you can use the fucking stage and everything. Get it real tight, brick wall, lights are already there. Go. Just what I would do if I were you, go ahead and
do you know how to work the Lightroom?
Yeah. So
I'm going to get like a, just an armful of shirts, just different shirts and like hats and just change like everyone just change shirt and hat.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Well, here's the thing is like if I were you, I would write 30 minutes of jokes, of whatever it is. And then do an outfit and do 7 minutes of each 7 minutes in each outfit. Mm-hmm. That way it's like, oh, well, that was from the same show.
Do an outfit, do a camera change.
Yeah. We'll do it on two cameras that way because nowadays it's got to be like cut in, cut left, cut out, zoom in, zoom out. Yeah. You know, just it's fucking chaos.
Yeah. And then, I bet we can fake some crowd work too.
Oh, yeah. You could do. Yeah. You could fake some crowd. You don't have to.
Yeah. We could be sitting off camera and we'll. Yeah.
You're going to be like, yeah.
Oh, God. Can we fake hecklers too? Yeah.
Oh yeah, heckler takes
down. We can. Yeah, we'll be there.
Oh, but here's because those get the most the heckler takedown. We start faking heckler take. God damn it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy right now. I'm doing this. I'm not kidding. I'm doing this.
Write it. We can shoot
that's
it.
Fine. But Jeff, you said that you want your jokes to get progressively worse, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That means you have to start with your best joke.
Yeah, fine. I'll write some.
We could actually sit down and write good shit. Yeah,
we could.
Or try. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying like, I could just sit down and write like jokes that would get. I'm not saying I'll do my best and hopefully Mark could help me and we'll get some stuff that is passable as stuff that could get a laugh.
Well, one of the things. Yeah.
Oh, who's this guy? New up and coming guy. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, one of the things that's so funny sometimes is like, we talk about this all the time. It's like crazy. Like me or just like a group of comics will be talking. Someone will be like, hey, I got a bit idea. And then everyone starts tagging their ideas and their punchlines onto this person's. And it happens literally to everyone. And then the comic will go up there and some stuff will work and some will not or whatever. But it's like, you have a couple of comics that are like, we're like dying. Sometimes, and it's crazy how this happens, but sometimes we're dying laughing about all the shit we're saying. And then we'll see the comic will go up and try the bit and it gets fucking nothing. It gets nothing, but which is crazy because you're crazy. Like, but the Jeff's four of us case. Who've been doing comedy forever we're just dying at this joke. My running gag is like when they get off and it doesn't work, I go, you didn't say it right. You know, you fucked up the timing. Wow. It was funny when I said it. If it doesn't get anything.
But in this brilliant plan, in Jeff's case, they all work.
Of course. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Right.
I think in Mark's case, again, I hate to go back to this, but I really don't. It's the Mr. Beast thing. You got to know, you're not writing for a room of comics. You're writing for a room of every people, you know, whoever, just passersby or people looking for a warm place to BM. I you know, who knows what drives people into a place like that.
This is going to be great. I'm excited for this because just imagine your stage presence and just the body language confidence that you'll have when you know that 100% of the things you're going to say kill.
Yeah.
Imagine. Yeah. How you would act.
Like I feel like it needs to be, everyone needs to be, it starts off as just, it's like, you know, starts off as like just a first time or new to stand up guy. And then slowly devolves into like the biggest stereotype of like a 90, like, you know, like those 90s stand ups where it's, they've got their outfit and they've got their routine and their catchphrase and like they can go anywhere and the crowd is just eating their shit up as much as they can.
Yeah.
But it's none of it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's
perfect. Oh, I'm so excited about this. I'm okay.
Because it's almost like once people like someone and they're like, oh, they're really good. They're really good. And then like, what's the limit of how committed they are to the person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like voting.
It's a lesson in brand loyalty. Like, don't just get attached. Don't just be like, oh, that's my guy. That's
right.
No.
Yeah.
Think.
Oh, we're we can even like have, I we can shoot this, all the stuff like me and Steven, you can see our shoulders and are like just silhouettes of our heads from one angle. And it's like,
yeah. Like I'm ordering a drink or something. Bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just bring, we'll bring like hats and wigs.
I'll sidestep in front of the camera. Like I'm squeezing by a bunch of people, you know, like, oh, excuse me. Sorry. God damn it. Fuck.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that would be good, and I approve that project. That's
yeah,
really
I
funny.
Approve too. If this were a Shark Tank episode, I'd start clapping. I'm in.
Yeah, I will say though, when I was on the cruise, even before any of the shows, I just missed the kids so much that I was like, I want to quit comedy forever, and I never want to leave the house again, and I just want to fucking work a normal day job or anything, any work, remote work from home, learn a trade, something that I can just hang out of the house and just never leave. So who knows what'll happen, everybody? We'll see.
I mean, you could just fake it with me on Instagram.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. We can both do it. I'll just write every joke that ever like bombed and be like, all right, I know I'm getting laughs now, so it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I mean, look. And you go, we record that for a couple hours one day, and then you just spend the rest of your week editing clips, and there you go. You got, it's a full week worth of work.
Put it in Opus clip. Yep. You did fucking nothing.
Boom, bang.
There's going to be a news talker
one
day that's like, speaking of fake it till you make it, one guy took that to a new level when he surprised the world when he revealed that everything he'd done was fake.
That's funny. Oh, man, if you come out and be like, this whole thing. Yeah. Man.
I real quickly, you know, I think it was like the main developer. You know, because you're talking about, it's interesting how these two things mix, Helldivers and comedy. And yes, for everybody listening, if you haven't seen the streams, we are playing Helldivers. Fantastic game.
My, I think JD just told me about that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I have seen him on there.
Oh, I think I saw him on there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's fan, but the developer, I think, said at one point, or was quoted, like, the guy that made, I don't know, somebody in charge over there was like, a game for everybody is a game for nobody. So just like your super broad comedy, mm-hmm. you got to make it for your audience. Not everybody's going to like everything.
Yes, I think that's true. And I think that's how you find your voice in comedy. Everyone's talking about finding the voice. And I did that. I made that mistake probably for about a year or more, where I was writing stuff and be like, I think people will think this is funny. And then it would go up and it'd eat shit. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? It's just like, it technically is, all the pieces are there. Why doesn't it? That's because you don't think it's funny. I'd rather bomb now with something I truly believe is funny than to do good with something that I don't think it's funny, but I think other people will. But again, that's the only way you find your voice, is like, I need to write what I think is funny. And then people who think that is funny will come along for the ride, whether it's just for that night or follow you or whatever, to just be like, oh, yeah. I like this guy's sense of humor. Yeah. That's interesting.
What a good note to go out on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've really, I think we've aged and we've matured and we're really, I think
really?
We're smart.
You just had the
idea
good. For shit and gum. We've aged, we've matured. Watch me fake this whole thing now.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I believe that's it for us for the night. We have, it sounds like we definitely do have something to plug. Mark, you have a new album?
My ass.
Oh,
well, hold on, Mark. I think first.
I think that's already been plugged. It's, go ahead, turn around, show the camera to everyone.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I will get up and show that I've been wearing one the whole time as well.
We all
turn around,
surprise.
Take a bow. You see the big
just horse butt plugs hanging out of all of our underwear.
I did this whole podcast with that. Yeah, I do have a new album, a new special coming out. It's going to be, I like this one. I had fun with it. I flubbed one word. Unfortunately, it is one take. I've seen the special. I'm happy. I'm a little happier with it than I was that night. I flubbed one word and I want to fucking kill myself and throw myself off a bridge. God. But it was only one recording, which sucks. So now my next one is like, for those of you who don't know, people record specials. It's 2 to 4 shows. They record it in the same outfit. They splice it all together. This joke went better at this show. They flip things around, whatever. When you have one show, you're like, that's it. That's all we got. That's how my first one was. That's how this one was. No more. If I continue to do this, who knows? I hoped to do it, but I hate to say this, but if you could please watch it, it's called.
No,
it's
don't
gonna
hate
be
to
on,
say that. Be happy to say that you're
I
making
know,
something.
I know,
and people
but it
want
makes
to watch it. People love you and love your stuff, and they want to go watch it and they want to support you. We just got to remind them. We all got to remind everybody, and it's okay. That's what we're in the business of doing that.
Yeah, it's just
yeah, Mark, send me all the details of when and where and what. Post it up on YouTube. Yeah, just send me the details.
That'll be fun. Because it won't be on my YouTube. It'll be on Rhizome Comedy's YouTube channel, and I will send a link for that or whatever in the description of whatever. But it's a half hour. It's not an hour this time, but it's a half hour. It's called For the Birds. And I like it. I'm going to miss doing some of those jokes, and I'll have to do those jokes for a while I build the next thing. But if you could watch it, like it, watch it all the way through. Even if you don't even watch it, that's fine. Yeah. But if you just keep that going and watch all the way through, it helps the algorithm and all that bullshit. So I'll tell Mr. Beast. That's what Mr. Beast told me. So that's coming out March 22nd. So if you could, thanks.
You said it's a half hour?
It's a half hour, yeah. It might be a little under because
a lot of people.
Yeah.
I was just saying, a lot of people, you know, do a 30-minute workout or something. Use that as your workout timer. Just click Mark Special, let it play every day when you work out.
That is a good point. Every day, if you share it, tell your friends.
Share it. I heard that on some comedy specials, if you watch it enough times, they'll put a secret in the middle or at the end. That is so, true. You know, yeah. Just keep clicking on it, keep letting it play through, see if you find the secret, mm-hmm. tweet about it, use the proper hashtags.
That's correct.
Interesting.
Yeah. We love our active audience. They're great people. So thank you very much, everybody. Thank you guys for recording mm-hmm. the podcast, and we'll see you all very soon.
Thank you, guys.
See you soon, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Never on time now, most likely on the way.